And entertainment. Last December, video game developer Rockstar broke records with their reveal of Grand Theft Auto 6. In just 24 hours, the 90-second trailer hit 90 million views on YouTube, the most views ever in that amount of time by any non-music video. It's safe to say that anticipation for the next installment in this action and adventure franchise is at an all-time high, but anxious gamers will have to wait until 2025 to get their hands on GTA 6, a full 12 years after the last release in the series. So, what should you expect in this next game? From the trailer, we can see that it'll take place in Vice City, a fictionalized version of Miami first introduced in the 2002 release GTA Vice City. But while that game takes place in a retro 80s version of Miami, GTA 6 looks to be set in the present day. And 23 years later, this game will surely have a much larger scope in terms of graphics, gameplay, and sheer size. This time, it'll go beyond the city limits and into the uncharted terrain of the Everglades, the Florida Keys, and other famous locations around South Florida. So, if you've ever wondered what it would be like to parachute out of a helicopter into a swamp full of gators, or race from Miami to Key West in a Ferrari, now's your chance. The trailer carefully reveals very little information about the plot, as Rockstar does their best to prevent any sort of spoilers, but for the first time in the franchise's history, it looks like this game will revolve around a female protagonist, Lucia. We see her first in prison, then on the run from police, and finally robbing a convenience store. While it's unclear in what order these events will take place, we can see she's not alone. Her accomplice, a scruffy and nervous-looking man, seems to also be a love interest. And last but certainly not least, get ready for this game to stir up a significant amount of controversy once it finally launches. Elon Musk already said on X that he doesn't like the franchise because it's all about committing crimes. And in typical GTA fashion, the game will surely take satirical jabs at politicians, the media, and our present-day society as a whole. With today's internet culture in mind, there will be plenty of loud, angry voices reacting. But maybe that's exactly the way Rockstar wants it to be. I'm Tabor Brewster.
I'm still going for it, even with higher stroke risk from atrial fibrillation and a regular heartbeat not caused by a heart valve problem. Over a 3-year study, Eliquis apixaban tablets reduced stroke risk better than warfarin, and over 97% of Eliquis patients did not experience a stroke. A first stroke occurred in 2.9% of warfarin patients versus 2.3% of Eliquis patients.
Don't stop taking prescription Eliquis without asking your doctor. It may increase your stroke risk. Eliquis can cause serious and in rare cases fatal bleeding. Don't take Eliquis if you have an artificial heart valve, abnormal bleeding, or antiphospholipid syndrome. While taking, you may bruise more easily or take longer for bleeding to stop. A spinal injection while on Eliquis increases risk of blood clots, which may cause paralysis, the inability to move. Get medical help right away for unexpected bleeding, unusual bruising, or tingling, numbness, or muscle weakness. Medications such as aspirin products, NSAIDs, SSRIs, SNRIs, and blood thinners may increase bleeding risk. Tell your doctor about all planned medical or dental procedures. Learn more at Eliquis.com or call 1-855-ELIQUIS.
That's Viewpoints for this week. Follow us on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram to learn more about upcoming shows and find a library of past programs on Apple Podcasts, Google Play, and Spotify. Plus, you'll always find previous segments and more information about our guests at viewpointsradio.org. Join us again next week for another edition of Viewpoints.
AM WPFP, translator W276DJ at 103.1 FM Park Falls, Wisconsin. Broadcasting from an old rickety shack on the shores of the Flambeau River. This is Jack FM.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. New airstrikes overnight. A coalition led by the U.S. and U.K. targeting Houthis in Yemen with the aim of defending lives and protecting vital shipping lanes in the Red Sea. National Security Council spokesman John Kirby.
We are continuing to go after their ability to hit us. And in the case of the Houthis, to hit international shipping. We are trying to take away their capability, make it harder for them to throw these punches.
One of the strongest storms in years about to slam Southern California. Days of heavy rain expected with the potential for extreme flooding and mudslides. In the first official primary election of the Democratic Party, President Biden is projected to win the South Carolina primary.
South Carolina, we did it again. You did it for me again. Thank you, thank you, thank you. 2020 and now again 2024. Now let's go win the whole thing. Let's win it all.
Challengers Marianne Williamson and Congressman Dean Phillips, each receiving roughly 2% of the vote. This is ABC News. Indianapolis police asking for the public's help investigating the killings of two women found last week 450 feet from each other and murdered in the same manner. ABC's Morgan Norwood has more.
Authorities say Shannon Lassere and Marion Weiss were both found 450 feet from each other. Lassere found stabbed last Saturday morning. Weiss found on Thursday. Shannon Lassere's son and daughter describing their mother as loving and God-fearing. Lassere's daughter saying her mom went to the gas station across the street and never came home.
Now, police are asking residents to check their surveillance camera video for anything out of the ordinary and urging residents to be careful. Nearly a million borrowers approved for student loan forgiveness, according to the Department of Education. The eligible include those who took out $12,000 or less in loans and have made at least 10 years of payments. Their remaining balances will be canceled. For those who borrowed above that amount, loans are forgiven after each additional year of payments. I'm Dave Packer, ABC News.
For Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Wisconsin is dealing with a shortage of healthcare workers. Governor Evers recently announced a task force to explore solutions to the problem. Here's Mike Moe.
This week, Wisconsin Governor Tony Evers announced a new task force to address hiring issues within healthcare. Those speaking up for rural health access see opportunities. The panel is tasked with finding a range of solutions to consider by the time budget talks ramp up for the two-year spending plan starting in 2025. Evers' office says Wisconsin faces a potential deficit of 20,000 nurses by 2040, one among many concerning examples. John Ike, who leads the Wisconsin Office of Rural Health, says while there's a need in smaller communities, lower patient volumes make it hard for health systems to offer attractive salaries.
It is harder to make the math work. There's just not enough in the funding pools to pay for this to go away.
He adds Wisconsin is competing with neighboring states for these workers, but Ike suggests regulations surrounding provider certification can make it harder for professionals from elsewhere in the country to transition to Wisconsin. Ike hopes that's part of the discussion and that there's a bipartisan approach to solving the problem. However, the Republican-led legislature has often clashed with Evers, a Democrat, on policy ideas. Rural advocates often note that fewer providers result in local patients having to travel a greater distance for appointments. Ike says it also can affect the quality of care they receive.
Maybe the staffing ratios are worse for patients. I mean, I think there's a lot of ways that patients are not served as well.
As for the task force, it will be led by Lieutenant Governor Sarah Rodriguez, who is a registered nurse. Several state agencies, local governments, and patient advocacy groups also are expected to provide input. This is Mike Bowen for Wisconsin News Connection.
You're listening to Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell.
Aaron Jones be back. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens. Packers lost in the playoffs to the 49ers, and now comes a list of questions, including the fate of Aaron Jones. The 29-year-old running back missed at least six games with leg or hamstring injuries. Will he be back with the Pack next year? GM Brian Gutekunst.
Yeah, absolutely. I think we'd love to have Aaron back. We're still kind of putting all those things together as far as how we're going to move forward, but I mean, he was such a difference maker when he was out there this year. The way our offense was able to move, he changed a lot of the way we operated when he was in there and when he was healthy. I think for us is finding a way to keep him out there and keep him healthy. But he was not only on the field, but just, and you guys know this, you guys have been around here. I mean, he's such an influential leader in our locker room. He's just really kind of the heartbeat of our team. So we're certainly, that's kind of the anticipation is that he'll be back.
That's Packers General Manager Brian Gutekunst. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
There must be some kind of way out of here.
What we want.
I remember when I lost my mind. There was something so pleasant about that place. Even your emotions have an echo in so much space. And when you're out there without care, yeah, I was out of touch.
you're a real rattlesnake, and I love everything about you.
It was either play these commercials or put the Jack FM studio on Airbnb.
With your choice of select sandwich, nugs, fries, and a drink, Wendy's $5 Biggie Bag is your go-to. Your nugget wingman. Your hot and crispy fry co-pilot.
Just like us. We're like the bag boys.
What?
Bag boys, bag boys. What you gonna do? What you gonna do when we bring your food?
For a deal you can count on, bet on Biggie and choose wisely. Choose Wendy's.
Bag boys, bag boys.
U.S. price participation may vary. Includes choice of JVC or crispy chicken sandwich with four-piece nugs, junior fry, and small soft drink. Third-party delivery pricing may be higher.
You're all set with your Medicare prescriptions, Mrs. Brown.
This is not just low-cost copays at Walgreens.
I can actually help you set up 90-day refills if you want.
This is having a partner you can trust. Get low-cost copays, 90-day refills, and delivery from your neighborhood Walgreens. This is being independent, together. Walgreens.
Restrictions apply. For details, see walgreens.com/pharmacy.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitowish Waters.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Some fog and some cloud cover to begin your morning. We'll see skies gradually turning partly cloudy as our high temperatures warm to the middle 40s, a north wind. In the overnight, partly cloudy skies, some patchy fog redeveloping with lows in the mid-20s. Right now, it's 13.
Think of this bunch of songs on Jag FM as an audio inkblot test.
I'm
When are you going to grow up? We'll be right back.
This is 103.1 Jack FM.
Cut my life into pieces. This is my last resort. Suffocation.
call 866-930-JACK. We always love to hear your voice.
Still Snoop Dogg and D.I. Guess who's back? Steve. Still doing that shit, Andre?
Oh, for sure.
Yeah.
Check me out.
It's still Dre Day. A.K. Though I've grown a lot, can't keep it home a lot. Cause when I frequent the spots that I'm known to rock, you hear the bass from the truck when I'm on the block. Ladies, they pay homage, but haters say Dre fell off. How? My last album was The Chronic. They wanna know if he still got it. They say rap's changed. They wanna know how I feel about
if
it.
You ain't up on pain.
Dr. Dre is the name. I'm ahead of my gang. Still puffing my leaf. Still with the beats. Still not loving police. Still rock my khakis with a cuff and a crease. Still got love for the streets. Reppin' 213. Still the beats bang. Still doing my thing. Since I left, ain't too much change.
Still, I'm representing for them gangsters all across the world.
Still
hitting them corners in them lolos, girl.
Still taking my time to perfect the beat. And I still got love for the streets. It's the D.R.E.
I'm representing for them gangsters all across the world.
Still
hitting them corners in them lolos, girl.
Still taking my time to perfect the beat. And I still got love for the streets. It's the D.R.E.
Since the last time you heard from me, I lost some friends.
Well, hell, me and Snoop, we dipping again. Kept my ear to the streets. Signed Eminem. He's triple platinum, doing 50 a week. Still, I stay close to the heat. And even when I was close to defeat, I rose to my feet. My life's like a soundtrack, I wrote to the beat. Street rap like Cali weed, I smoke till I'm asleep. Wake up in the AM, compose a beat. I bring the fire till you're soaking in your seat. It's not a fluke, it's been tried, I'm the truth. Since turn out the lights from the world-class wrecking crew. I'm still at it, after mathematics. In the home of drive-bys and acmatics. Swap meets, sticky green and bad traffic. I dip through, then I give
still,
you the D.R.E.
I'm representing for them gangsters all across the world.
Still
hitting them corners in them lolos, girl.
Still taking my time to perfect the beat. And I still got love for the streets. It's the D.R.E.
I'm representing for them gangsters all across the world.
Still
hitting them corners in them lolos, girl.
Still taking my time to perfect the beat. And I still got love for the streets. It's the D.R.E. It ain't nothing but mohawk shit. Another classic CD for y'all to vibe with. Whether you're cooling on the corner with your fly, lay back in the shack, play this track. I'm representing for the gangsters all across the world.
Still hitting the corners in them lolos, girl.
I'll break your neck, damn near put your face in your lap. Try to be the king, but the ace is back.
So you ain't up on things.
Dr. Dre be the name, still running the game. Still got it wrapped like a mummy. Still ain't tripping, love to see young blacks get money. Spend time out the hood, take their moms out the hood. Hit my boys off with jobs, no more living hard. Barbecues every day, driving fancy cars. Still gon' get my regard.
I'm representing for them gangsters all across the world.
Still
hitting them corners in them lolos, girl.
Still taking my time to perfect the beat. And I still got love for the streets. It's the D.R.E.
I'm representing for them gangsters all across the world.
Still
hitting them corners in them lolos, girl.
Still taking my time to perfect the beat. And I still got love for the streets. It's the D.R.E.
I'm representing for them gangsters all across the world.
Still
hitting them corners in them lolos, girl.
Still taking my time to perfect the beat. And I still got love for the streets. It's the D.R.E.
Like that? Right back up in you. 9-5 plus 4 pennies. Add that shit up. D.R.E. Right back up on top of things. Smoke some with your dough. No stress, no seeds, no stems, no sticks. Some of that real sticky, icky, icky. Ooh-wee. Put it in the air, air, air. Boy, you's a fool, D.R.
FM can stop playing music and get paid for it? Sweet.
We all make resolutions this time of year. And let's face it, most of them won't stick. But here's one that's not only easy to keep, but it'll help you feel healthier all year long. Navage. Navage provides quick drug-free nasal relief by washing saline in one nostril, around the back of the nose, and out of the other nostril. This time of year, when everyone is sick, Navage helps by sucking out germs, bacteria, and viruses trapped in our noses that cause us to feel miserable. And come allergy season, it does the same with dust, pollen, and other allergens. And unlike medications that can take time to help, if they're effective at all, Navage helps treat congestion symptoms in seconds flat, without drugs. This New Year's, resolve to use drug-free Navage to help you breathe easier, sleep better, and feel healthier all year long. Ask for Navage at Walmart, Walgreens, CVS, Rite Aid, Target, or find us online at Navage.com. Navage, N-A-V-A-G-E. Clean nose, healthy life.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC, Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitowish Waters.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Some fog and some cloud cover to begin your morning. We'll see skies gradually turning partly cloudy as our high temperatures warm to the middle 40s, a north wind. In the overnight, partly cloudy skies, some patchy fog redeveloping with lows in the mid-20s. Right now, it's 13.
All you really want me to do is say something stupid so you can put it on the air.
Jack in Spanish is pronounced.
103.1 Jack FM.
Is pronounced Jack.
When you were young and your heart was an open book, you used to say, live and let live.
You know you did, you know you did, you know you did.
But if this ever changed, say live and let die. Live and let die.